Motorcycle Update. You know, I'm not sure that's still the case. CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Leister. I'm your host. Is Bone still thuggish ruggish? Is Bone still the top of the game? Is Bone still killing it in the business? I'm not sure that's the case. And I struggle, you know, because I support Bone. I like Bone. I think Bone is underpriced. And I was trying to understand, like, how the hell is this shit going so long without any kind of run? And I did a little analysis and figured I'd put my findings up for those that didn't know and weren't aware. There are three main things with any crypto. It doesn't matter what it is. There's three main things that you have to consider when trying to assess the direction or momentum or velocity of something that's going to be happening. One is sentiment, which is hard to really measure. You just kind of get a sense of the chatter that's out there. How many people are talking about it? Is it getting any coverage? There's a lot of fake news articles out there, certainly, that tie Bone to SHIB. Those don't count. I'm talking real coverage. I'm talking people that are genuinely interested in this situation. Then you need what's referred to as the market makers. Market makers are the ones who make price action happen. I'm simplifying it, but they make price action happen. You have people who are willing to sell at a loss because that gets new people in and discounts. And then you have people who are willing to sell at a premium and that helps move the price up. The prices that you see are based on multiple different situations monitoring for what is the going rate or the going price that this is averaged out at. And then that causes whatever run up, because when the price starts to climb, FOMO kicks in, people buy into it, and it causes more of a run up and da 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 until that all dies out. People that were interested in it, they die off, and anybody else that's left over that wanted to buy it lower, they wait for it to come back down again. This is cyclical, it's normal, it's natural, it's healthy, it's what should happen. You should never have something that just climbs, 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 nor should you have something that craps like Seifu did. So when Bone, I'm looking at it and I see that the trend is down even now, but it doesn't seem to be able to go back down to the 30-something cents that I'm waiting for it to get to. So, all right, how come you're not getting to the 30-something cents that I'm hoping that it gets to, and you're not running up to a higher number that I know you should be able to get to? Because the real all-time high for Bone is roughly about $3. I think it's $3.20 or something. The 40-something cents you see on CoinMarketCap, ignore it, because that's fake news. The real all-time high is about $3 for this business. But that was without having any sort of Shibarium, that was without having any momentum, that was without having any, that was just the initial hype of something being launched that was brand new that people bought into because it was new, and then they dumped out of it and never came back. So the vast majority of wealth out there never came back. They bought into it. They saw it wasn't going anywhere. Some of them sold for profit. Some of them sold because it wasn't going anywhere, and then it dumped back down, has not, and has had these little climbs like up to $1, up to $2, but it's not sustained, and then it's still trending downward again. So I would dug a little deeper. Comes to the third measure. The third measure with this is volume. Volume is how much money is flowing through the business. So when you talk about the makers that are selling theirs, right? They are selling theirs for a premium price. The more that sell for a premium price, the more money must naturally flow, right? So that premium is going to climb based on positive price movement, which is why we want to see some positive price movement as they're traded largely on central exchanges, but not necessarily all central. Sometimes it's Descend that triggers it. Sometimes it's Uniswap. Sometimes it's Deepcoin. Sometimes it's PancakeSwap. It just depends. When I looked, the volume is a fraction of what it used to be at its peak. We're talking $56 million of volume. We're talking just daily volume, $50 million. And that doesn't sound like a lot, does it, right? But then now it's like $5 million of traffic. And I got a question. If it's just that the amount of tokens, the amount is roughly the same that would normally have been traded, but people are no longer selling for profits. I'm talking significant profits when I say profits. I'm not talking, well, it was, you know, 56 cents and now it's 60 cents, so I'll sell it. I'm talking, you know what, if you want my hit, I'm going to sell it for a dollar just because I can. Got me thinking that perhaps because of a low demand, because there's no real demand for Bone right now. It's supposed to be the gas for Shibarium. Nobody uses Shibarium. So the demand's not really there and the newness is gone. So it got me thinking, perhaps the people that are in Bone right now that are holding on to Bone are doing so because they know at some point Shibarium's got to do something and they're just holding it long-term, like, because they don't want to repeat of what happened with Bitcoin, right? Maybe it's that. Maybe they're waiting for it to climb on its own, not due to constraint, but simply due to demand, that there's going to be more demand outpacing the amount that's out there and floating that the makers would have available. If that's true, I can't say it is, but if that's true, it means that bone would explode at whatever moment that happens, which if it's going to be Shibarium-based, which I don't know that Shibarium's going to move that needle to that degree like it's supposed to because there's too much competition out there. I saw some people talking about competitor Solana. It's a Solana. It's not a competitor Solana, I guarantee you this. The only thing Shibarium has going for it is SHIB, the alignment to SHIB, and the fact that people know what SHIB is. Even SHIB's volumes are fractional of what they used to be. So I'm thinking perhaps it's just the amount of tokens perhaps is roughly the same, but people are no longer selling for significant profit, as in they're not trying to push the price up. And I wonder if that's because some of these people are still accumulating themselves, which would trigger an explosion whenever that happens to come out. But I'm really intrigued, I guess is the best word, with Bone, because Bone by now should easily be $10 per, just based on the supply that's out there. It doesn't make sense to me that you have crap like the Trump, you know, MAGA token, and it can get over $5, but Bone cannot. When you think about that Trump garbage, and it doesn't do anything at all, except the fact that its name is associated to Donald Trump, and it's able to surpass with a significantly higher supply, I believe, it's able to surpass what Bone's able to do, and Bone's more established. Even now, crap like Dog with Hat can surpass what Bone can do. What is it? You know, I think it's quick pumps. I think it's quick cash, you know, cool. It's a trade strategy. I'm not crapping on the people who do that. But Bone is the ultimate quick cash grab, if you think about it, because a 10X should be breeze simple for this crap. If I just look at the total number of holders of SHIB, which is over 2 million at last I checked, if just 10% of those people were doing Bone, there's no way Bone would not be over $5 by now. And yet they're not. So is that a failure of the team, Satoshi, et cetera? Is that a failure of marketing? Is that a failure of deployment? Is that a failure of availability? What's causing it to where Bone is not running the way I think that it should be by now? I'd love to hear from anybody out here, CryptoTalk.fm, or leave me a comment somewhere and let me know what your thoughts are on why this damn thing doesn't seem to be running, because I would love to get in. I'm waiting for the 30-cent price mark myself. That's why I think perhaps others are like me. They're waiting for that low price point to get in, because they want to make sure they have maximum bags for the run that we do expect. Because to me, I want a $10 bone at minimum. A $10 bone at minimum should be easy for it to do. If we're honest, by now, if everybody that was in SHIB was buying into Bone, that damn thing should be three figures, okay? I understand there's not enough interest, and I'll theorize as I wrap up that some of the people that are sitting in SHIB that are not buying in Bone, they're pissed off because of the way Satoshi plays games with people's emotions, like Big Worm, because they were told that SHIB's going to be the future, SHIB's all it is, and SHIB's going to be the gas, and we're going to burn it and all this other crap, and you still got 500 trillion tokens floating out there, and they're waiting to get their money back. It's almost like Lunk, right? It's like they're waiting to get their money back when this thing has been botched numerous times to Sunday, and they're hoping they'll get their money back on that, and then trust has been lost to the degree they're not confident buying into Bone. All theoretical, all speculation. I have no evidence. It's sad to see, because Bone should damn sure be way higher than the damn thing is right now.